USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Nicholas Cruz was spared the death penalty by a jury for the murders of 17 people at a Parkland, Florida high school in 2018. Instead, the jury decided to recommend he spend his life in prison without parole. Prices continue to rise according to the September Consumer Price Index, but the year-over-year increase is slower than reported this summer. While appearing on Fox Business, Texas Republican Congressman Kevin Brady says he believes inflation will continue to be a problem in the United States.
It's clear we're going to see high inflation. It's persistent, and right now there's no end in sight.
President Zelensky is continuing to ask world leaders for more money.
Ukrainian President Zelensky is urging international donors to increase their financial support to his embattled country. Zelensky made this appeal heard through an interpreter at a virtual meeting with IMF.
Our joint collaboration is bringing this moment, the victory of Ukraine. And the more assistance Ukraine gets now, the sooner will come an end to the Russian war.
Zelensky says Ukraine needs about $55 billion, $38 billion to cover next year's estimated budget deficit, and another $17 billion to rebuild infrastructure, including schools and energy facilities. From the Gulf Coast Radio News Bureau, I'm Tony Maruso.
There's a new plan being rolled out by the Department of Homeland Security to address a surge of illegal immigration from Venezuela. Venezuelan migrants will need to apply for asylum, have a sponsor in the United States, and undergo screening. Those who have crossed the border illegally will be removed and aren't eligible and will be sent back to Mexico. Kroger and rival grocery store Albertsons are in talks about a merger. Bloomberg News reporting their agreement could be reached this week. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-568-2790. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes or overweight or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-568-2790. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-568-2790. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. Call 800-568-2790. 800-568-2790.
New emails are out regarding what the Secretary of Homeland Security knew during a controversy at the U.S.-Mexico border.
A Freedom of Information Act has exposed Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas for lying to the American people. Mayorkas was told that the 2021 clash between Border Patrol agents and Haitian migrants was being misconstrued and no beatings ever took place. Hours after learning the facts, Mayorkas joined a White House chorus claiming agents were strapping the immigrants and those responsible were going to pay.
Lance Pry reporting from the USA Radio News West Coast News Bureau. Voters in Wisconsin will head to the polls in November to choose their next U.S. Senator between incumbent Republican Senator Ron Johnson and Wisconsin Democratic Lieutenant Governor Mandela Barnes. Senator Johnson is comparing the support he's gotten from law enforcement officials to Barnes' support from police on Fox News.
I've been endorsed by associations representing almost 5,000 law enforcement officers. 51 of the 72 counties, their sheriffs have endorsed me. Mandela Barnes, I think, has put together maybe 20 law enforcement, primarily all retired.
New data from the Labor Department shows more Americans are applying for unemployment benefits. First-time claims totaled 228,000 in the week ending October 8th. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
My heart was racing just making spaghetti. I could have waited to tell my doctor, but I didn't wait.
I was short of breath just reading a book. I could have delayed telling my doctor, but I didn't wait.
They told their doctors and found out they have atrial fibrillation, a condition which makes it about 5 times more likely to have a stroke. If you have one or more of these symptoms, irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, shortness of breath, fatigue, or lightheadedness, this is no time to wait. Contact your doctor.
Brought to you by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.